No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Scheherazade by Osprey Games for 1 to 2 players, ages 12 and up, plays in 10 to 20 minutes. Scheherazade must tell her tale to survive the night, but maybe you can help, working together or alone. You must tell the best story you can in just 22 tiles. There are riches in store for those who can earn the favor of the king, but if you tell your tale in the wrong order, life will get very difficult indeed. Each beautifully illustrated tile features a different fairy tale from around the world. So, playing this game and doing the review is myself, John.
And Ruby.
All right, Ruby. So, what's some good stuff we can say about Scheherazade?
Well, there's a lot of good stuff. I know that, Paul has made it sound like there wasn't. I was trying not to go with my normal, the art is really pretty. Uh-huh. But yeah, the art's really pretty.
Okay.
I personally like that it's a cooperative two-player game.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you can play it solo if you want. I think pretty much every time we've played it has been two-player cooperative.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think either of us have played it solo.
We haven't tried the solo.
Yeah.
I'm a little leery of that. I think it would be neat, but I don't think it'd be as fun.
Right.
There's definitely something to the two players.
There's definitely an interesting tactic to it. Uh-huh. I personally really like that it's a cooperative game.
Right. The tiles are nice. The tiles are
thick.
Really sturdy and thick. They feel good. And you mentioned the art was pretty.
Yeah.
I like the fact that each of the art has these different fairy tale artwork from around the world,
yeah.
And the tiles are each named after a major arcana from the tarot.
Right.
So
right.
You have the fool and
the lovers
and things like that, and they all match up with the different.
I know one of the good things that you kept saying, especially during the game.
What was that?
So there's four different color tiles: blue, yellow, red, and black.
Uh huh. I know where you're going.
And
with this.
At the bottom of each tile, there is a number, because each tile is numbered as well.
Right.
The number of all of the suit of that color are on the bottom of each of the tiles.
Right.
So if blue is 0, 7, 15, and 20, they're all listed at the bottom of every tile.
Right. And so that helps you out when forming your strategy, because you can go, wait, if I got these two cards here, I know the next one in sequence is this. So maybe I should replace this instead
here,
of
right.
Or leave a space here. Plus, and this is where I've forgotten about that, but I thought you were going with this. With the color-wise, it does, like the blue and the blacks kind of.
This was leading into my bad.
All right, well, let's go into this, because mine kind of borders that bad and other and good.
Right. So my bad is the tiles are, they're textured, so they're not slippery, but because of that, they're glossy too, so if you're playing in the wrong kind of lighting, it's just glare and you can't actually see, and you have to move around your head around the tile and the table.
There were several times where you're like, I can't see what that says.
Right, I couldn't see a whole swath of it.
And it was even hard for you to tell certain colors. You're like, I think this is black.
Blue and black.
Maybe it's blue.
That was my other bad.
Those two in particular, yeah.
Yeah, blue and black were too similar in color.
Yeah. So the glossiness, the glare, it can make it really difficult.
Right.
If you... We didn't really have a problem with the communication part with the other player, but I could see where that might get frustrating.
Yeah.
If the other player was like, no, and they won't tell you why you shouldn't do something.
Right. Because it is a cooperative game when you're playing it two player.
Oh, yeah.
And
we had a pretty good strategy because we knew that, because we realized it's like, well, not only do we got to get these numbers right, but we got to cluster up as many of these colors together too.
Right.
So we did a pretty good job on that.
We did a better job than the first time we played.
Well, that's true. This definitely is a game that the more you play it.
Yeah.
So let's go into our other category.
All right.
This game is definitely you get a lot better at it the more you play it.
Yes. But it is also kind of luck of the draw too.
Right.
Depending on when you draw tiles and well, you draw tiles after each turn, but
No matter what you do, you always draw a tile.
Right. But in other words, the luck of the number that you get on your draw.
Uh-huh. That's true. And I know we mentioned the colors as the blue and the black looking very similar. So since we're in the other category, they do have different symbols on each one.
They do.
So even if you can't tell which one's blue and which one's black, you can go, oh, well, this is got, I think it was like a skull or something like that. So
right.
It's black.
Right.
And it's got, I think it's a bird, so it's blue.
And one is flames and...
Yeah, red and yellow were distinct enough, but I could see how that might cause some problems. Because the colors, they're all kind of in the same palette and a little muted because of the coating on the cards, I think.
Right. They're not pastels, but they're not brights either. They're nice, rich, deep tone. Right.
This is definitely a game that's made to last. Definitely a game that you're meant to play over and over again with somebody. So would you recommend Charizard?
Yes.
Okay. I would as well. Would you, this is a weird question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyways. If you didn't already have this, would you buy Charizard?
Hey, you got smarter. Yes, I would. If I did not already own it, I would buy it.
I would too, if for nothing else, because finding a game for two players to play cooperatively is few and far between.
That's not convoluted.
Right. That's not convoluted.
Yeah.
And this is easy enough. This goes traveling with us. This would be easy enough for us to just, you know.
Was Scheherazade?
Yep, Scheherazade by Asprey Games.
All right. Thanks.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.